Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple. Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
This is Pastor Elisha Lawson, all the way from Heidelberg, Germany. Let's look at something very quickly before we teach you a little bit more. I always lay the foundation because it's very important. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, so we're going to hear it. Look what it says in Romans chapter. Look what it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Verse 8. It says, but what saith it? The word. We know, if you've been on this broadcast, we know what the word is. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The greatest revelation you can understand is the word of God is the faith of God. And the faith of God is the word of God. And I do this every broadcast because new people may come on and they may not even be caught up to where you understand it and you heard it. So when you hear the word of God, you're hearing the faith of God. Do you believe that? Romans chapter 10 verifies what I just said. It says, so then faith, which is the word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So we see when you hear the word of God, you're hearing the faith of God. So never again will you have to say, I don't have faith, or I don't know when I have faith. I don't know what faith is. Faith is the word of God. So when you open your Bible and you read it out loud, you're hearing the faith of God. You're hearing the word of God, which is the faith of God. And you'll begin to see victories in your life because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Last week, we were dealing with something very important. And you'll find this out because many people understand their covenant. The old covenant, we are not under the old covenant if you are born again. You're not under the old covenant. But whether it's the old covenant or the new covenant, remember this about God. It says again in Psalms 89, verse 34, my covenant, this is God talking now. Understand you have a new covenant, a covenant greater than the old covenant. You're not under the law. You're under grace. You're under the faith of God. Yeah, look what he says here in Psalms 89, 34. My covenant I will not break nor alter the things that have gone forth out of my lips. God said I will not alter the things that have gone forth out of my lips. So when you open that Bible and you go to your covenant, your new covenant, and you find the promises of God, remember one thing about God. If he said it, he will not break it. All you got to learn how to do is believe it. He will not alter the things that have gone out of his mouth. He won't change his mind. He won't say, well, it's not for you today. It'll always be for you. And this is what we're dealing with now. You're under the new covenant. And we found out under the new covenant, and I want you to go to Galatians again. I want to show you this very quickly. I want you to go there because you got to understand, under the new covenant, you are redeemed from the law. If you're born again, notice what it says here in Galatians chapter 3, and I want to read verse 13. It says, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Well, we know Jesus Christ hung on the tree, which is the cross, and took the curse for us because we could not fulfill the law. Now we're not under the law. We are no longer under the law. We are under the new law, the law of faith, because we have a covenant, and this is powerful. Now, let's go and look at this here. Hebrews, you got to see this, Hebrews 11 and 6, and we're going to see something. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, what is faith? The word of God. So without the word of God, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without the word of God, it's impossible to please God. Then he goes on in Hebrews 11 and 6 says, listen, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now I want you to understand this here. Faith needs believing, and believing needs faith. You hear that? See, it's a difference between believing and faith. We know what faith is, but what is believing? Well, he tells us what believing is, and it's very important that we understand what believing is, because many times we say we don't know how to believe. Well, here's how to believe. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says this here. For with what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy the Romans chapter 8, verse 10 says, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of faith which we preach." And the Bible tells us when we speak the word of God, we're speaking faith. And if you understand that, you will never, ever be without victory. Now, believing it is one thing. Let's go now to Mark chapter 11. I want you to see this. Mark chapter 11, and we're going to look at verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And you're going to see something very important here, which is life-changing. And if you can believe this here, you're going to be able to move further in your covenant, which is a new covenant. You're not under the old covenant anymore. You're under a better covenant based upon better promises. Notice now what Jesus said in Mark 11, 22. And Jesus said unto them, "Have faith in God." What is faith? The word of God. So really you can say have faith in the word of God, because the word of God is the faith of God. And then he goes on and says in verse 23, life-changing. "For truly I say unto you," your name should be there where it says you. "Truly, my name is Elisha. Truly I say unto Elisha." Truly he's saying unto you, whatever your name is, "that whosoever shall say unto this mountain," what is a mountain? A problem, a situation, sickness, or something that you can handle in your own ability, something that comes to kill, something that comes to steal, something that comes to destroy you. He said, if you say, notice, say, you must believing is saying what the word says. Believing is saying what God's word says. So when you open your mouth and say, make sure you're saying the word of God. The word of God is the faith of God. So now notice what he said. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain," this problem, this situation, "be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart," shall not doubt in your spirit. The heart is talking about you. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. You are speaking from your spirit through your body. That's how faith is released. So he said, "You doubt not in your heart, but shall believe." They go believe and shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. So your believing is your saying. When you believe, you say from your heart, out of your mouth, and it shall come to pass. And notice what he says here in verse 24. "Therefore," Jesus said, "I say unto you, what things soever you desire." When you pray, here we go again. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So faith is the very thing that you are believing for. Okay? And what is faith? The word of God. So when you find out what the word of God says about a particular area in your life, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial, whether it's dealing with your business, whether it's dealing with your marriage, whether it's dealing with any area, remember, when you find the scriptures concerning that, you found the faith of God. Now, you must release it out of your mouth. That's believing. But with the heart, man, believing. With the mouth, confession is made unto that. In other words, you take one scripture and you use that. That's your covenant. You are dealing with your new covenant. Look at Matthew 8:17, and this is a great way to do it. Here it is. Say sickness has attacked your body. Say that you are come down with something that they can't. The Bible, doctors are saying it's all over. Nothing will change it. Well, Matthew 8:17 says Jesus Christ himself, he took your infirmities and he bore your sickness. Oh, there's your faith. That's in Matthew 8:17. There's the faith. Faith is the word, and the word is faith. And I just spoke it to you. Guess what? Faith cometh by hearing. Let me say it again. Matthew 8:17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, himself took your infirmities. Who is the himself? Jesus took your infirmities, and he bore your sickness. That's powerful. That's life-changing. You understand that he's taking it. Now, you have to believe it. What is believing? What you just did. You put it in your own heart and in your own mouth. And you say, Father God, I thank you. According to Matthew 8:17, your word has declared, and I speak it out of my mouth, that Jesus, you took my infirmities and you bore my sicknesses. I believe that with all my heart. Now, what you're doing, you're operating in your new covenant. Now, I'm just talking about healing right now, but it can go in the financial arena. It can go in any area that you need help on. Now you're releasing faith. Your faith is being released out of your heart, coming out your mouth, and you believe it. And when you believe it, you do not change your decision. Faith is not what you feel or what you see that's contrary to what you said. Faith is the word of God that you believe, which is the faith of God. And if you hold fast to your faith without doubting God, it will come to pass. Your actions now are not works. Your actions are believing. The reason you're moving in the direction of it, because you believe it's already done. Because God says Jesus took your infirmities and he bore your sickness. Now look at 1 Peter 2:24 to go with it. It said, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Jesus took our sins in his own body on the tree. That's powerful. Understand that. That's a revelation that you need to understand. That's the faith coming at you. And with his stripes, notice what it says, with his stripes, you were healed. Not gonna be healed, you were healed. Under the new covenant, you were healed. Well, Pastor Lawson, why am I sick? Why my body? Because you gotta release the believing of it. How do you believe? You take the scripture that you read and then you begin to vocalize it and speak it out of your heart and mouth. And guess what? The faith of God, which will reward off the sickness if you hold fast and doubt not in your heart, but believe. Remember this thing, that faith is the word, and you just learned something about one area of your new covenant. Jesus Christ has healed you by his stripes. Now, believe it, confess it, don't doubt, don't be moved by what you see, by what you feel, only be moved by what you believe. And what do you believe? Faith. And what is faith? The word of God. So when you have your Bible and you are opening it to where the very scriptures that promise you, and you believe it with all your heart and say it with your mouth, I guarantee you by the authority of God's word, if you don't doubt in your heart but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Amen. Thank God you heard the word. I want to leave those of you who may were listening to this small teaching just enough to give you faith to believe in an area of healing. But right now, the greatest healing is you never giving your life to Jesus, to be born again. I want to lead you in a simple prayer. It's not hard to give your life to Jesus. Very simple. So I want you to give your life to Jesus right now. Give him that opportunity to be Lord of your life. Say out your mouth right now, Father God, I thank you for your son Jesus. And right now I accept Jesus Christ in my heart to be my Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross for me, Jesus. I believe you took my sins, and I accept your sacrifice that you died for me on the cross. Right now, I confess with my mouth, because I believe in my heart, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for coming into my heart. Thank you for giving me eternal life. And from this day forward, with your help, I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. If you said that, congratulations, you're part of the family. Even if you were in a backslidden condition and you said it, thank God you're back on track now. Listen to me carefully. If you look down below, I have a little ebook. It's called, Did I Really Get Saved? Did I really give my life to Jesus? Click on it and you'll be able to get this ebook. It'll be free for you. And don't forget, invite other friends of yours to go and watch and listen to the teaching on faith made simple. That's why we call it simple, because we don't want to make it complicated. We don't want to make it so that you can't understand. We want to keep it simple, because when it's in simplicity, the Bible says he gives understanding to the simple. So you have just heard something today. It's changed for you. I'll see you next time on Faith Made Simple. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast. For more teachings, free resources, and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.